It sucks, but... Hello there, friends! Welcome to Anthrocon! My name is Dr. Uncle Mr. Kage. They don't know this, but this is actually a butcher jacket. They've just never checked my credentials. I'm so conflicted! Uncle Alkali! No, you do not want to put any child to have Uncle Alkali. That is a punishment. Oh god, how would Uncle Kage introduce a story hour if he was like Uncle Alkali? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Uncle Alkali Story Hour! Where's my wine?
Was undone. Whose job is it to keep me from looking like a jackass?
Start on time. Anyway. What? You didn't hear that happen yet? Oh, hello, my friend. BBF, Os Oral Ferns. Guten Abend, mein schön Freund. Hi. Dankeschön für Pistisch. Ich liebe dich, Weißwein, Moseland, Angela Merkel, Baden-Baden. Volkswagen, yeah.
dozen seconds, we have to beat that.
No. Ain't gonna do it. Because in 2 minutes and 14 seconds, I cannot tell the staff of Anthrocon just how much they goddamn rolled this weekend.
Although you just did, so...
Neither can I tell the management of our various venues, our 12 hotels, the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, and the city of Pittsburgh, just how much they helped to make this happen. I want to make sure everybody understands the business relationship between Anthrocon Incorporated and the business community of Pittsburgh is like nothing that has ever existed before. It cannot really be defined. Pittsburgh knows instinctively what we need. We know instinctively what Pittsburgh needs. And we have reached a point where neither party will ever tell the other party no. If I need something, they'll make it happen. If they need something, we will make it happen. And that is why Anthrocon and Pittsburgh are going to be forever intertwined. Our community is awesome. It's now 6:01. Are you from Euroference? Ladies, gentlemen, all and neither and encompassing. Welcome to the closing ceremonies of Anthrocon 2022. It has been far too long since we have had the pleasure and honor of sitting on this stage to address our attendees. We are certain that a good number of you have some feedback for us. We are going to give you the opportunity to give us that feedback. This is not the venue for it, just because there are so many of you. We will be publishing later on the ways that you can give us either a shout out or a shout down. Either one is good. Remember, Anthrocon's goal is not to be the biggest furry convention. Our goal is to be the best furry convention we can be. And if you can help us improve next year, we want to hear your suggestions. So that will come after the convention. But right now, yes, woo! I like that. That's good. Not oh, woo! 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 What the hell am I doing? So, from the chairman's perspective, from the very high-level perspective, I once again must give the shout-out to the city of Pittsburgh, to all of our business partners, to Jen Carter and her staff here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, who were just as instrumental as anybody else in making this convention succeed this year, to our many stage performers, including Alkali Bismuth, Fox Amore, Pepper Coyote, Tanya Song, and I would be absolutely remiss if I did not mention Alkali Bismuth, because he just dropped a lot of money in my pocket to give a little bit of a shout out to his Twitter. His Twitch thing. And Twitter is...
You're so wonderfully subtle.
This is entirely off the cuff. This is not at all rehearsed. I just wanted to give a shout out to Alkali and let you all know that his Twitcher account is
is moving on!
Moving on! Thank you very much, Helen. I'm going to start at the right-hand side of the stage. We have up here Anthrocon's board of directors, and each director I'm going to ask to take, you know, 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes. Basically, a quick description of what they've done and anything you all need to know about their accomplishments this weekend. The first one is him.
Hello. Thank you. My name is Kenny Baker, or Talon. I'm your visual director. It's been too long. 2 years, we're back. I just want to make sure everyone had fun. My guys, I just want to give a thanks to everyone. Look in the back. You see back there? Look at those guys back there. That's my crew. Without them, we couldn't get the lights and stage here. Without them, I don't think I would have made it these past 2 years. They are wonderful people. So, thank you. So.
I'm Tiger Wolf, and I handle the internet issues here in the building as well as the various hotels around if they've had any problems. For those of you who have been here in the past, we used to run Tiger Den over in the Westin. This year, partly because of COVID and partly because of the fact that everybody's got the internet in their pocket now, that became a little redundant, so we decided to let it go for at least a year. But we appreciate your being here and using our facilities, and hopefully we'll be back in the future.
Hi everyone, I am KP, I am your Public Outreach Public Relations Director. Have a few announcements. I had to write them down to make sure we're doing them quick. Want to thank Kristen Turner and Shannon Wolfgang with Visit Pittsburgh. They're the ones that helped put together all the fun things in the city for you outside of these buildings. So if you enjoyed anything outside, including that wonderful block party, they were instrumental in that. We want to thank Jen Carter at the DLCC, as well as our partner hotels, all of the ones that did the gender-neutral bathroom signage. We want to make sure that we thank them for that nice of you. We also want a special thanks and shout out to the Westin for running the concierge elevator. When the elevators became overloaded, they started manually pushing fursuiters, not pushing them, but getting them up to one of the elevators as quickly as possible, and they made special arrangements for that. Thank you very much to the Westin for that. We also want to have a big thanks and shout out to Pharaoh. He just came as I'm going to stop by and say hello to people, and now he's one of our new VIP liaisons who just kind of gave up his entire weekend to work. So thank you, Pharaoh, for doing that. In the upcoming year, we are going to be working with Visit Pittsburgh and their representatives on a video compilation. Any fursuiters who might be interested in working on that citywide video, please reach out to pr@anthrocon.org. We will be happy to talk with you about what we're going to do and the timetable that's going to work on. Also, we want to thank the Furryland Cafe, also known as Pizza Parma. They have an announcement for you guys, which I was just advised of this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, if you are still in downtown Pittsburgh and you take your badge over there, they are going to be providing you with free breakfast. While supplies last, they will be providing you with free breakfast pizzas as long as they have them. So they probably will run out at some point, but they're going to be feeding as many of you as they can free of charge. We do love the cute stickers as much as they are cute. But we have been asked by the city and several buildings if we could please refrain from putting them on walls, in the buildings, and especially not putting them on the light poles. I don't know how you did it, 14 feet high. But they've asked, because they're going to fade and weather and look not so nice. So they've asked us to please try to refrain from that, if at all possible. We want to say a great big thanks to Hank Stahl for the new security team stuff. They were really, really good. With the survey, there is a place for constructive criticism, but we have been given one specific request from the DLCC. If you think it would be a good idea to have escalators between the second and third floors of this building that will replace those god-awful hydraulic elevators that take 3 minutes to walk half a floor, please send an email or feedback specifically mentioning in a nice way that it would be really great to have escalators to bypass those. They think that if we have maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10,000 people that are sending messages, that maybe the building will say, oh crap, we've got to do that. That is everything I have. Thanks everybody, I hope you enjoyed the weekend.
Hello everybody, I'm the Foxish. I manage the what is now becoming a small shopping mall that we call the Dealer's Room. I don't have a lot to add on to that. If you've been in there, thank you for coming by. We're happy to provide you with the finest in anthropomorphic merchandise from all of our artists, vendors, creators, all sorts of people that come in from this fandom. It's a very robust cross-section. We produce a little of everything these days, and it's great to see. And also, as others have said, I'd like to thank the staff over at the DLCC, Jennifer Carter, all of our Teamsters. They have made this quite possibly the absolute smoothest setup, operation, and close down that we have ever had in the entire history of the convention, which has been wonderful. And I'm looking forward to continuing to run this room and provide you with what I can. It's great having you.
Woo!
I'm Nick Bohan, the Director of Registration. Have to say we got off to a little rough start this year. We're actually short 6 staff when we started. Made for a rough Thursday. I have to give props to all of my staff who worked hard all day. And we worked from like 9 to almost 11, or after 11 at night, trying to get everyone through that we could, and some without even breaking for food. Also have to give props to Chittabango staff who helped out greatly at registration. And also to Grandma Kage, who I heard was giving some quite colorful help on the pre-reg side of registration. Thank you very much for helping, Grandma Kage. And now for total registration numbers this year. Did a little better than 2019, not quite as well as we were hoping, but we hit 9,702 attendees this year.
Hi everybody, I'm Ronnie. On the stage a couple times during this weekend, but for the board, I am currently the Director of Digital Services, which is basically all the social medias and the internets and the website for EthnoCon. So hopefully you found all of that, you know, helpful at some point during the weekend. Did y'all find that helpful? Yeah. Well, we're always looking for, you know, more feedback and more highlights as well that we can share with not just the community, but also with Visit Pittsburgh and all the other business partners as well. So if you could do us all a really big favor, and you know, when you're sharing your memories, you're sharing those highlights that really make AnthroCon amazing. If you're on social media, for example, make sure you use hashtags AnthroCon or hashtags LovePGH, because that one goes directly to Visit Pittsburgh, and we'll be able to use that to, you know, get a little bit more, let's say, juice out of the city for next year's planning. And as Kage already mentioned, with the attendee survey that we'll be putting together over the next few days once we've wrapped up the con, we'll be asking a lot of questions regarding how we can improve these sort of, you know, information channels so that next year, when you come back, you'll be able to find all the information you need in much easier ways and much faster. So don't forget to send us some feedback if you have any.
I'm Ash, I am the Director of Programming. So if you went to any events, panels, tried to coordinate the main stage, that was all done by my team. We are happy to be back, a little rusty, but we think everything worked pretty well. Everyone have a good time?
Yeah.
In front of me is a box. I had 7 of these delivered to me on Thursday. These were the fursuit tags. This is the only box that has any in, there's 5 left. Sorry. Took them almost all on Friday. But you want to know about the fursuit parade. AB, would you put the number up, please? That is the biggest parade I believe we have ever had.
That is incidentally larger than 80% of the furry conventions out there.
Yeah. That didn't include the people who did not make it into the hall in time for the picture. That was another approximately 200. You are all awesome, and thank you for bearing with us for all the little hiccups this year. We promise we will do better. Just any feedback you send us, we will read it, we will respond, we will do our best to incorporate it if we can. Thank you all.
Hi everyone, I'm Yesera. I am the director of Print and Digital Media, also known as Publications. I handle all of the lovely pamphlets and stuff in your reg packets, as well as the con book, and I work with Ronnie to manage some of the media for the website. I'm also the board's local representative, and I can't tell you how much the people of Pittsburgh have missed having Anthrocon in the city. Every time any members of the local fandom go out in fursuit, the first question we get is Anthrocon back? And we have to be like, no, not yet. So, the lead up to Anthrocon, so many people in the city were excited. And there was just such this building joy within the city over the entire month of June because they knew that the furries were coming back. And you could see outside in all of the citizens just how happy and how excited they were to see all of your faces out on the streets of downtown, just because you were here making everything fluffy and fuzzy. Everyone is so glad to have had Anthrocon come back, and it meant the world to the city.
Make life slightly more confusing for Hokage because it's not already. My name is also Talon. I'm just not a general, I guess. I was managing operations this year in the sub-department's stuff, the logistics department, and overseeing a little bit the new safety department as well, which you may have seen running around the red vests. There was anyone who put any amount of time volunteering towards this convention this year, I thank you for each and every minute you have provided us from your time in order to help things run smoother, because as he had mentioned earlier during opening, we're a little short this year due to just standard world events at the moment and the non-standard world events. So first of all, thank you for if you volunteered, and if you know, please volunteer again anytime. We'd like to poach from that list to see if we can get some people again next year. In addition, we also handle the Lost and Found. That comes out of 309, the operations there. So we have buckets and boxes and buckets and boxes of things that were just misplaced, dropped, lost, that have been turned in by, you know, wonderful con-going attendees such as yourself. So if you are looking for something that you've not yet claimed, or say you've already left and you're watching this online, you can email a description, pretty descriptive, to conops@anthrocon.org. That's conops@anthrocon.org with a description, your email address, and a way to get a hold of you with the address. We'll see if we can find it and look into it. Now, opera cells will be closed at 6. So, unfortunately, you can't pick anything up right now, but definitely get a hold of us and we'll put you back in touch with your belongings. Thank you for coming back. It's definitely been an absent couple of years, and I think we all needed this.
Yeah. And one thing I have to add. We have thanked Jennifer Carter a few times, who has been our lovely DLCC rep, and I would also like to thank Jerry over at the Westin, who not only helps us with, well, the event, but everything hotel-related. The man has the patience of a saint. So he deserves a round of applause. I know he's...
parody.
Sorry, I was checking my OnlyFans there to make sure. Thank you, my two OnlyFans. I have an OnlyFans that shows me with my tie loose. We'll publish that later. I would very, very much like to acknowledge and thank our spectacular guests of honor this year. When Anthrocon chooses our guests of honor, we choose people who are deserving of the title. We have Susan Deer, who is one of the pillars of furry fandom. A domain of our own. She is one of the people that helped make this fandom what it is today. We have someone who is something of a newcomer to the fandom, but somebody that I hope will stay with us, known for his animations online, Mr. KK Flipnote. And I do not know if they have joined us here. I know that they were quite tired out after their last performance, extremely animated as they were. The taiko drummers from Japan, Sōkyōko Koku, and their Toda-chan, their flautist, Nippon no Tomodachi doko desu ka? We have had many stage performers. I don't know if Foxamore is here or if he's lying in a puddle of Guinness in the gutter outside. Likewise, Pepper Coyote, who is probably lying in the gutter outside with or without the Guinness. anybody else out there? Help! Wave your hands. They're at the bar. But nonetheless, we are very, very grateful to our many stage performers who agreed to come here to help entertain all of you this weekend. Let's have one more round of applause for them in the magnificent performance. I would like to thank some folks. They rose to the challenge to help us make sure we could accommodate folks who might otherwise not have been able to enjoy the convention. We have our wonderful sign language interpreters from Sign Language Interpreting Professionals over here. Representative, I do want to give a shout out to the organization that allowed us to provide COVID testing on site so we would not have to turn people away for stupid reasons. They are a wonderful organization and I wish they would change their name. They're called DRIP. Thank you, DRIP. As is a long-standing tradition going back to the very early days of Albany Anthrocon, every year we invite a charitable organization to support. This year we were very pleased to have Wildlife Works. If we have a representative of Wildlife Works available, would you be kind enough to come up here? Could you escort our friend? Oh, that's Beth down there, isn't it? Yes. All right, KP, could you... Thank you, because I don't feel like getting up. I'm old. It'll happen to you someday. Okay, I only need three people to help me get off the stage.
Here we are. I think this, I am willing to stand for this. We have Beth from Wildlife Works joining us here on stage.
I have no words because the mic isn't on.
Okay, is that better?
All right. Yeah.
My staff and I have been, like you, anticipating the Anthrocon convention for, you know, 2 years, going on three. And we didn't really know what to expect, but we were happy to be chosen as the charity for the convention. And the monies that were raised through your generous donations and your efforts to help support us. We are hoping to use that money to build a nature and education facility that would be on site at our rehab place with an amphitheater where we can have people come in and we can do outreach about living in harmony with wildlife right on site. It's a big step for us. It's so exciting. But even more than the money, which is unbelievable, but I'm going to be walking on air for a week because I am so filled with the love and the happiness and the joy. And, you know, the atmosphere at this convention has just been beyond the pale, and it's something we're going to remember for a very long time. And again, thank you. You are all so, so generous, and we love you.
Particular shout out to Stormy. Our charity lead late in the year was unable to join us at the convention this year. So Stormy received a late night phone call from Uncle Kage saying, "Hi, Stormy, you're in charge." Stormy, are you here with?
Where?
There she is. Hi. Why don't you come up here, Tim? Yes. I don't know where the entrance is. I think
it's another zip code.
This stage just gets bigger every year. I asked Stormy, who might have been a little shell-shocked down there, because I went down and said, "You know how to run this department, right? Because I don't." I think that considering that Stormy was literally just thrown into it at the last minute with absolutely no direction, I think that the job that was done was absolutely yeoman's work and deserves its own round of applause.
I neglected to express my gratitude to Stormy and Coda for being right there with us the whole time. Poor Stormy, I was sure she was going to change her name after like Saturday because it was constantly, "Help, Stormy, help!"
So, yeah, they were wonderful. Yep. Just wanted to let you guys know, I wanted to thank everybody for the generosity with Wildlife Works this weekend. With your help, we were able to raise
$33,092.70. That's why we had the tissues here. I'm sorry, Stormy, what was that number again?
$33,092.70.
Okay, who gave the 70 cents? You're a jerk. Well, okay, every little bit helps. Thank you all very much. All right,
Let's get some more!
No, please, please. Okay, no, do give me more. Never mind. Okay, put it this way. If you've got money burning a hole in your pocket and you want to put it on the stage, I'm sure Beth has no problem vacuuming it up. Speaking of vacuuming, I spoke to Jen earlier. We have burned out 3 of the vacuum cleaners of the DLCC vacuuming up a fur off of the concourse. We tried some new things this year. I just want to get some feedback. The anthronoms in the concourse, is that a, did you guys like that? Should we do that again? I think that would be yes. Okay, how about the block party outside? I don't know, that sounded kind of iffy. Okay, for 2023, we're going to change the planning. For this year, they let the old man plan the party. And he said, well, 9 o'clock should be late enough for anybody. We should be in bed by then. We're going to let Ronnie plan the block party next year. Our partners, is there any? Oh, Kenny's giving me the high sign.
Just real quick, I think we forgot also from last year the Anthrocon Online. Those great.
Yes. How can we forget the fact that we have not been totally out of commission? The good folk on that stage in the back there, who usually operate in the shadows, brought Anthrocon home to people in 2020 and 2021. Thank you for keeping it going for us. And KP has reminded me, we received a request, an odd request, from the Heinz History Museum. They're the history museum of the city of Pittsburgh. They're the ones who archive and present the history of this magnificent city. They approached us and they said, can we have some t-shirts and some con books? And we said, yeah, sure, why? And they said, because we would like to have a permanent exhibit of Anthrocon in the history of Pittsburgh.
We want to give a special shout out to one of our registration staff, Neverment, who has donated a fursuit that has been won. If you've ever seen Sinatra in the dance competitions, Sinatra is now going to be a museum piece available for view online.
I thought I was cool because I had a 1998 t-shirt. Then Sinatra shows up. Sorry? Oh, you asked them.
Do you enjoy the cruises?
Yeah!
So if I wanted to add more, you would say yes?
Yeah!
Can I have 6 more?
How much will it cost us?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter, they're paying.
That's right.
Yeah! We are looking to expand the cruises next year, including a dinner cruise, if folks would like that. A sunset dinner. Oh, maybe we can do that.
Take my money!
Debit or credit?
Anything else? Can you let everyone's like...
Alcohol!
What?
Alcohol!
Booze cruise!
Booze
cruise! I'll tell you what. We can talk about this offline. We've had enough of yay, us and everything. As long as you guys had a good time this weekend, all the planning, all the headaches, all of the challenges that we faced up here are worth it because we do it all for you. I hereby declare Anthrocon 2022 closed. We will see you all in 1 year's time, right back here in 2023.
The traditional song by Toto means it's all over, folks. Bless the rains down at Anthrocon.
Probably the